Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
We're at the restaurant show, the food and restaurant show. We come here every year, and it's always nice to be on the floor. Found a guy that we wanted to introduce our listeners to. His name is Sean Tierney.
Booyah!
Oh, yes, that's Sean. His famous is Booyah, which almost sounds Chinese, actually.
I consider that a compliment. I
mean, do you know the origin of that?
Basically, it's an exclamation that came up just from, people out in American culture that sort of do things like hoo-ha, booyah, okay. Yeah, yowza. It's one of those exclamations.
Well, you have to be careful because in Mandarin, booyah means don't want.
Oh, it definitely is not booyah. It's booyah. Okay. Hello, there you go.
Okay, so anyway, so you're down from Newburgh, New York, which is on the Hudson River and in the Mid-Hudson area. And you've come up with a buffalo chicken wing sauce. Superb. Tell us about your history with the wings.
That's very thoughtful of you. Yeah, Sean's Booyah Wing Sauce is the world's most award-winning wing sauce brand. We've won 254 national awards. All of our sauces have won a minimum of a dozen national awards, or we discontinue them. So we've only got multiple national award-winning sauces. You can't go wrong with them. I started with buffalo sauce because in 1983, I went to visit a friend in Buffalo, New York at the university, and I instantly got addicted to buffalo wings. It'll have that effect on you. I returned back to the tri-state area near New York City. Back then, there was no such thing as buffalo wings anywhere else in the country outside of Buffalo. So I was forced to make wings the way they make them in Buffalo for myself for many years. After having them thousands of times, like I said, I really am an addict. So after having them thousands of times, I decided to modify the sauce a little bit, keep the traditional flavor. A buffalo-style sauce is made from your favorite Louisiana-style hot sauce plus butter, and then you put it on crispy fried chicken wings. I decided I wanted to make a wing sauce that tasted the same with traditional flavor, but was thicker, richer, and more complex. So I made my own sauces and served them to friends and coworkers. And everybody always said at the party, they're having a party, hey, can you bring your wings? Can you bring your wings? So everyone loved them. And then I heard that there was a thing called the National Buffalo Wing Festival. And I was able to compete up at the National Buffalo Wing Festival as an amateur. And the first time I went up there as an amateur on stage, it was filmed by Food Network. I was wearing this hat. I'm wearing a very silly chicken wing hat, people. I was filmed by Food Network wearing a very silly chicken wing hat as an amateur when I won third place up there. And I competed again the next year and won third place. Oh, by the way, the Food Network, that was aired about 100 times over 6 years. Mm-hmm. Friends would all call up and say, hey, you're on Food Network. Hey, you're on Food Network. I'm there on the stage cooking, so it was very funny.
My guest is Sean Tierney, and he makes this really kick-ass chicken wing sauce, but also a couple of different things. You also, in addition to the sauce you make, you also make the hot sauce itself that you use in your sauce, so you kind of make your own ingredients to a degree, right?
Well, I buy, like any food manufacturer, I buy great ingredients from great companies. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, most food manufacturers buy commercial grade ingredients, and then they make their product out of it. I buy only premium and artisanal ingredients, which are much more expensive, and I make my product out of that. So I absolutely buy my ingredients from the best companies. Some things I do make myself. For example, in one of my products, it includes one of the ingredients is fresh juiced ginger. That is not an ingredient you can get anywhere in the world. Not even commercial companies will supply you with that. Mm-hmm. Because when I say fresh, I mean fresh. I don't mean last night. And they have that ingredient available that's like ground up ginger, but it's ground up and they put potassium sorbate in it and then it's sitting around. That's not the product. It's in my product. Right. So I do have to do certain things that aren't available anywhere else in the world. But I do buy I buy peppers from another company, and you know, like I say, I buy what I need. I started as an amateur, so I had no choice but to buy the things that are I used in the grocery store and were available online. So that's the origin of it, really.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm a wingaholic for many, many years, and I trace, most people trace the history of the Buffalo Wing as we know it to the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York. But obviously, chicken wings and all of their machinations have been on Chinese tables and menus long before that.
I understand the flap is very, very popular in China. Is that true? The chicken wing flap that's attached to the flat, the little... That's a big Chinese delicacy from what I understand.
There is no part of the chicken that they don't eat in China.
Great.
The feet.
That's great.
The beak, if they can, it's a little chewy, but you can get through it. So I noticed at your display, I had a taste of the sauce, which was excellent.
Thank you so
much. Looking forward to having some more of that. But I noticed you've also expanded your product line a bit and included a few Asian tempting flavors. How did that product line extension take place?
Okay, great. So, yeah, when we started winning all of these awards for the Buffalo style sauces, my partner Steve and I decided, well, you know, maybe we will do this eventually and open a wing joint. It'll be the world's first premium wing joint. We'd like to do for chicken wings what Union Square Hospitality Group did for burgers with the Shake Shack. We'd like to do that for chicken wings. Chicken wings are not respected anywhere. And you know what? The thing is, in America, it's almost impossible to get a great chicken wing. Americans have been eating really lousy wings that are undercooked, and they serve them with margarine and soybean oil, and everyone cuts so many corners that Americans think they're eating chicken wings, but they're eating sort of a fake chicken wing. If you haven't had a wing in Buffalo, you know, that was properly fried by a Buffalo cook, mm-hmm. who's going to make it actually really crispy and then douse it in sauce, you really haven't had a wing. If you've been to these chains,
right.
These aren't really wings.
Well, they have such a sense of scale because they have to order tens of thousands of them, and they're generally frozen, and they make them in batches so they can feed 300-400 people at night. My first chicken wing was actually at upstate New York in Schenectady at the Ground Round.
Okay.
Who used to be very famous for their chicken wings and the peanut shells on the floor.
Yes.
They were a chain, but they were regional enough, and only the people in that part of the country who knew what a chicken wing was would order it off their menu. So they could make them reasonably fresh.
Right. Actually, Ground Round, here's the thing. I was doing this back in the 80s, and I do remember enjoying it. That was before I was truly an aficionado. I've always been a wing addict since 1983. I do remember eating at Ground Round, and I absolutely enjoyed it. I can't tell you if I would like it as much today, but I probably would. I believe they fried it properly, mm-hmm. which is really the key. And then you just have to make a good sauce. It's very easy to make a great wing, but it's also more expensive to do that. So everybody takes a bunch of different shortcuts. And if you take a shortcut that diminishes the quality of the product by 3%, and you make four decisions to do that, you're trying to save 3%, all of a sudden you've got a B-grade wing. When if you made the proper decisions for quality, you would have a perfect wing. It's easy to do. No one does it because it's expensive.
For those of us who've been eating wings for many, 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 many years and making them, I was always curious, where did the celery sticks and the blue cheese dressing introduce itself into the wing eating world?
Well, as far as I know, once again, that's Buffalo. You know, I was not one of the early, you know, people up there with wings. I just went up there, and that was how they did it. So I enjoy that too. Mostly though, because I'm really about the chicken wings themselves, is I'll eat my wings and then I'll sort of finish it off at the very end. I'll sort of cleanse my palate with some celery and blue cheese, and maybe dip one wing in the blue cheese, but I'm really about the buffalo. It's just a fun add-on that someone came up with up there that I'm not familiar with.
and tons of pitchers of Jenny Cream Ale to go alongside.
That is definitely a regional reference, folks. Jenny Screamers. Absolutely.
Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us. If people want, I know that your products are available online pretty much exclusively.
Correct.
And you do have a couple of those other Asian sauces, which we mentioned.
I'll let them know what and where, absolutely. So it's seansbooyah.com, SeansBooyah.com. We have a maple syrup habanero to die for. It's wonderful. Put it on chicken and waffles. We've got a Thai sweet chili called the Bali with double garlic and double ginger. In America, Thai sweet chilies are popular now. All of the good Thai sweet chilies taste basically the same, and they're all good. But we've got one that tastes the same, but it's got double garlic and double ginger, which is why it's won 64 national awards. It's our most award-winning, and we serve that with crushed peanuts and chopped green onions on anything. It's won national awards, well, obviously on wings multiple times, but we have, customers that put it on cold pasta, like the cold Chinese noodles, hot pasta with the peanuts, the crushed peanuts and chopped green onion. Also, we've got a buffalo teriyaki called buffayaki, which is sweet and savory. We have a key lime agave cilantro jalapeno, which is wonderful on fish tacos or chicken breast. And we have a, I'm trying to think what I covered off already. we have a garlic honey, honey buffalo sauce. And they're available in a couple size things. Every one of our sauces is handmade by Steve and I, and we sell only direct. So if you have a bottle of Booyah, you've got something special. This is not something you buy in, you know, one of the big stores.
And you're right up here in Newburgh, New York, and I wish you luck. I think you've got a great product.
Thank
I'm looking
you,
forward to sampling all of the goodies, and we hope some of our Chinese listeners will go online, because they're already online right now, because that's where our radio station is. So all I have to do is click over to your website again one more time. Spell it slowly.
Okay, seansbooyah.com, SeansBooyah.com. Also, check out hashtag Booyah Wings. And we're going to be posting some pictures here. I'll post a picture of Steve and I with this interview, if he'll let me.
Sure, sure.
And we'll post some others there. And we hope to be getting more active in social media in the very near future. We just started selling sauce about a year ago. We've been a professional competition wing sauce team for 7 years, building our claim of world's most award-winning place for wings. So now, if a big national chain with 3,000 stores were to buy my company, every one of those 3,000 stores could advertise that they are the world's most award-winning place for wings.
Absolutely.
So that would be a fun thing. Then everyone could get the world's best wings, and that's what we want to do. We want to make the hole in your face happy.
Well, you've raised the standard, and I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward to watching the success of the Booyah Wing World.
Terrific, Steve. Thank you so much, and everyone have a wonderful day. Booyah!
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.